I always take it because you don't make a big deal. I said, I want to make a big deal, but it's just like weird. I'm probably older than half these fucking
you
dudes.
You probably are.
You know what I mean? It's fucking weird. Yeah. You're my favorite wrestler.
No, it's very weird.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's another Tuesday afternoon, 7:30 afternoon. P.M. Easter time. Well,
Easter. Yeah, it's Easter time.
It's afternoon, obviously. It's 7:30 at night.
Really, Dad? Is it?
Every time's afternoon. It's Easter time.
Why do you wear that stupid hat anyway? What's up with that fucking
Because
thing?
It annoys you, that's
it's
why.
It's been like 3 weeks now.
Because it annoys
I
you.
I die out of my head.
Is it a hemp hat?
Nope.
All right, what's going on, everybody?
Wait, did you?
What?
You took the dye out of your hair?
No, it was only semi-permanent. But,
wait.
I'll put it back in tomorrow.
You had a perm?
You can see where he took it off, too. Like
Richie had a perm.
You should perm it off.
Look at the one spot he was rubbing really hard that's like balding because he was rubbing it.
Bring it back.
Because the rest of it's not bald. You just touched
it.
No, by
you
know
ear,
the spot.
Here.
Look
yeah,
at that.
This is the, yeah, that's the bald spot.
And
that's
here you have one.
What?
And here.
What's there?
A bald spot. You're like like a dog. You're like one of those dogs that get
molting. What is it called? Molting.
Well, molting. Right? That's when like
the snake and shit. Yeah. No. Yeah. What is it? What is
well,
the dog do?
Does it.
When they in patches, they fucking their hair falls. No, but it's not shedding. It's called something else. When they're all patchy and shit.
Well, that's whatchamacallit. Fuck, not eczema. what the fuck is it called? I don't know. Let's start the intro.
Yeah, got it.
Where the fuck is the intro? How come I can't hear it? Can you hear it?
No.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now I know. Leave it. It's fine.
He did not mean it in any malicious
way.
Whoa, John.
I don't know what. I got
John.
One. Why does it kick on when everything is off like that? Oh. It's every time.
You're allowed to answer that by anything you want. But give it to your fucking self.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great. It is priceless because this is real. And it is what it is.
He's the fucking worst. He's the absolute fucking worst.
Rocky, would you run for Miss America?
Absolutely.
But seriously, why couldn't you? You know, maybe a little shape on the bicep.
Yeah, again, if I do like 20 push-ups right now, I'll come up and have a nice little time.
I don't want to play this game. It's disgusting.
That is the point.
Yeah, but why does it always have to be like some kind of like family member or some kind of like old grandma?
You're fucking crazy. If I could do whatever I want, I would pummel them within a minute into their lives. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't hesitate to beat them fucking senseless.
Yeah, maybe cut off a few fingers,
yeah,
cut off their dick.
Murder them? I'm not a murderer.
This is what I'm working with, people. John, where are you, pal?
I'll be in there soon.
This is fucking priceless.
My boss.
You don't understand hand gesturing, right? And that is a factor that you know nothing about. Alright, I'm done. Show's over.
Who gives a shit? Why do you fucking do these things?
Shut the fuck up.
Are the haters in there already?
Oh, thumbs down. Why? Oh, yeah, because, you know, the typical same people that fucking come in here every week to watch us and hate, apparently, every second of it and make sure they hit the thumbs down, even though they all go away. If you look at last week, we had like 13 thumbs down. Now we have zero.
What is three?
Unless the guy goes in there and does it now, but it's very weird. It's very weird the way people spend their time. Anyway, welcome everybody, Super Ugly Show. It is Tuesday night. Tuesday night, and you're here with the Super Ugly Show. Rich, how are you? What are you, chasing chickens after this? What's going on with that sweatshirt?
What do you mean?
You kind of got like a Rocky vibe going there. Sans the holes, but...
I don't know. It's a cozy shirt. I don't have any explanation for it.
Wife beater under there?
No.
You're not a wife beater type of guy, are you?
Sometimes.
Are you?
No.
They don't make wife beaters in your size, do they?
No. 3X. I think they do. I don't sell them in a regular store.
Yeah. What do you, then where do they sell them?
I usually have them online.
Oh. All right.
What did you take away from the that Gail Kim thing? The Gail King.
Gail King?
Yeah, what did you take from that?
She's a cunt. Like, there's no reason to keep bringing up the rape thing, especially in an interview when you're interviewing one of his friends and talking about his death.
Why did she keep harping on that?
They took it out of context, though, too, to be fair. Yeah, they did. If you saw the whole piece, it wasn't as bad as they made it out to seem by seeing 3 seconds of a fucking clip. And you know better than anyone else, if you take 3 seconds out of a clip of one of our shows, completely out of context. Like, exactly. So Snoop Dogg's a punk bitch, though. He's a racist. Fuck him. I don't like Snoop Dogg. He's a racist motherfucker. And now he's turning on his own. So, you know, whatever. I can't stand Snoop. I think he's a piece of garbage. Like, when did he become the moral standard? The murdering drug dealer fucking crip. Like, he's the moral standard. He's the one to fucking tell Gail King how to live. Like, fuck you, you fucking crack dealing drug addict fucking gang member. You're a gang member who was on trial for murder, who happened to get off because you got a lot of money.
You just don't like him. He does say a lot
he's
of
a racist.
Racist.
He's things. A racist.
Well, they say that black people can't be racist.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you. Yes, you can. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'd say black people are more racist than white people.
Well,
not that there's more racist black people than white people, because there's definitely more racist white people than black people. But black people are more racist, like, generally, I feel.
What do you mean? Like, not, or like, automatically not liking somebody because
and
of
I
their
get
color?
It. Yeah. Yeah. Like, but black people hate Asians. They hate Spanish people. They hate white people. They hate everybody. Where white people kind of just pick a group where they'd be like, I hate black people. I hate Spanish people. Not all of them. Again, some people hate everybody. Yeah. But it's just, to say that black people can't be racist is fucking absolutely stupid. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, because their argument is because they were the ones being oppressed.
I know what their argument is. And again, if anyone has a right to be racist in this country, it is black people. Like, I'm not taking it away from them that they didn't have it absolutely the fucking hardest in this country. They 1,000,000% did.
And with the cops also.
Yeah, still to this day, they're getting profiled and, you know, shortchanged. Their jail sentences are longer.
Yeah.
It's horrible the way they're treated. But on the flip side, your life is what you make it. You know what I mean? Barack Obama got out. Allen Iverson got out. You know, people get out of the hood. Jay-Z got out. Life is what you make it. Yeah. You know, you have a school system there. You choose not to go. You choose to sit on the corner and sell drugs or sit on the corner and just hang out with your boys instead of going to school. That's on you. Like, it's not like they don't offer them school in these places. They just choose not to take advantage of that because it's easier to make a quick buck, you know, selling fucking crack on the corner. And you see the drug dealer driving a fucking Mercedes with 3 gold chains on, and you go, well, I want that.
You're on, Super Ugly.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah. One sec. Let me lower the audio.
Oh, what's up, man?
How are you? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what are you doing, man? It's Florida over here. What's going on? I got a new setup and everything. You guys couldn't hear me back then. I'm ready for this.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Okay, and what's your name?
Jake.
Jake, what's up, brother? Jake Pierce?
Jake Pierce, man. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother?
How you doing? It's been a long time, bro. I got a new setup, a new system. The whole Microsoft, you know.
Cheers to the beers, you know, right?
I mean? Absolutely.
You know, Wachalo, I love everything. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yo, what's going on? Yo, with Justin Bailey getting fired, there's a new spot open for me.
I don't know what that means.
Who got fired from where?
Look, man, currently I'm on EBT. Are y'all hiring?
EBT? No, yeah, we don't get paid ourselves, man.
This is the guy who, like, calls it every week.
And we don't know anything about Justin Bailey getting fired, so if Justin got fired, sorry to hear that.
Hey, can I hear your Indian impression?
Just watch your back with Joe Cronin, you know?
We don't interact with Cronin, so there's nothing to watch our back with.
Good, because he likes to talk trash behind people, so I love you guys. Keep the show.
Sorry, dude. We're not here to have other people get trashed on our show. That's not what our platinum's here for. Like,
I can't believe you guys didn't catch who that was before.
No, but like, when are people going to get it? We don't interact with Joe. We don't listen to what these guys are doing.
If you're going
to
call, please have something to say.
Yeah, do it in the Arab voice.
Call
that was funny.
And actually add to the show and not talk about other people that we don't interact with, we'll gladly keep you on.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and have you trash people that I have no fucking problem with so you can create a problem. Like, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what I'm about. We're cool with Joe. We're cool with Justin. We're cool with everybody.
Like a whole big happy family.
No, not a big happy family, but we don't. We don't need fucking outside beef for no reason.
So, back to the show. Do you know why I have that thing on the wallpaper or no?
What thing?
All right, this two-week-old news?
Yeah, of course we know.
Everybody
talked about this. That's why I chose not to bring it up, kind of.
Wait, why didn't we talk about it, though?
Because it happened after our show, like on a Wednesday.
Why does that always happen?
This isn't big news, though, dude.
No, I know, but it's just...
Like, you know, let's not act like we missed out on the scoop.
Go back to Kobe. The thing with Kobe, I mean, Kobe and Snoop is like, Snoop and Kobe were like...
They were tight.
Yeah, he grew up the same age going through...
Definitely not the same age.
Well, he's a young. This is what Snoop said.
Snoop was older than Kobe.
They were both in the game at a young age, and they grew up together, growing.
And they're both LA guys. Snoop's a big Lakers guy, I'm sure. He's in LA. Maybe he's a Clippers fan. I don't know. But either way, you're going to support Kobe Bryant because as an LA guy, you want an LA team to do good, I guess, right?
I guess. Yeah. And he's a huge, huge fan, I guess. But I don't know. These people just getting overboard. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, tacking Gail King, you're a real tough guy.
Yeah, but what did he say? He's like, we're gonna get. Like, I don't.
He didn't threaten her. People kept saying he.
Yeah, but the way
her.
He said it,
he called her like a big-headed bitch or some shit.
Yeah, but we coming at you, coming to get you or something.
No, he did not get say you.
What did he say?
Nothing like that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't. Holy pull shit. It up, Rich. Pull it up. We can pull it up. He did not make any threat
in
any way.
It was kind
he said,
of
why are you coming at your own people like this?
Yeah.
You don't go after Harvey Weinstein. Why didn't you hang out with Oprah? Why would you come at your own people like this, you big-headed, dog-haired bitch or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Well, he said we're going to come at or we could switch it over and come at
please
you.
Please put it on.
Or some shit. That's why they're making a huge...
Please put
he
it
didn't
on.
Even mean it like coming at you.
Well, because he didn't say that. That wasn't. There was no. We're gonna come get you at all. There was nothing insinuated.
Okay. When
like
you read
that.
It, you'll.
No, I don't. I've heard it. I've read it.
I just read something on it again.
He even said I didn't make any threats because people keep saying that he made a threat and he's like I didn't make a threat. He's like I'm not gonna threaten a 70-year-old woman.
Is that Oprah's?
It's her right hand man.
Okay.
You know. Go to just click videos.
I didn't write Gail. This is a whole big thing.
No, click videos. Now that right there. This one. Click the video. Wow. All right.
Yeah, and then this is her response.
You're the worst Googler, though. What did you put in the Google thing, just so I can tell everybody? Snoop Dogg to Gail Instagram.
What? Came up the first thing, no?
Snoop Dogg comments on Gail King. That's the proper Google.
And he says it right here. I didn't threaten.
Yeah, he can say what he wants. He's trying to. Snoop tries to disavow the threat. He's definitely said it. I watched him on that whole clip. He didn't I think he meant come at. I don't mean come at you come at you like.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Criticism of CBS.
I got it. Oh, I got it.
Here. Do you have him talking?
Yeah, I got it right here. Here we go.
Big Snoop Dogg. Here's a message for the people that need to know. I'm a nonviolent person.
Oh, no, this is the... That was the, the second video. You can't find because Snoop has it gone from history now. That's why you can't find the other one. It's gone from history. Yeah, this photo link is removed. Yeah.
He did.
He's got enough power to have it wiped. And he had it wiped. That's exactly what happened.
So then he did threaten him.
Maybe he did. I don't recall it. I don't recall a threat.
Where is his... Is it on his Instagram?
No, he took it down.
He did take it down.
Yeah, of course, because he's a punk bitch.
So then he did fucking threaten her. Maybe he's right.
You know what? Now that it's wiped, I'm going to have to say John might be right on this. He might have made a vague threat.
Somebody's had to see it besides me.
No, I saw the video. I just don't remember a threat, though. That's the only thing.
Super ugly, you're on.
Lower your radio.
I'm trying to find something.
Super ugly. Hello?
Snoop Dogg threatened her.
Snoop Dogg threatened her. But do you remember the interview?
Do you remember the actual threat?
Snoop Dogg threatened her.
All right, hang up.
Well, we have the worst callers
here,
ever.
Here we go. Gail King out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket, he said. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gail. Did that fake-ass Michael Jackson shit to tarnish his name. Them lying-ass kids. This is what he stuck up for Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And then he called her... here we go. Respect the family and back off... Yep, John's right. Bitch, before we come get you. Okay, he did right, before we come get you. Tough guy. Threatening a 70-year-old woman.
Yeah, but like... Gangster! Come get you like... Not like that, or come at you like...
No, verbally.
You can take it however you want, but he's a murderer.
From Snoop Dogg.
He's a murderer.
He's a murdering fucking gang member.
Crip could actually come take that and be like, oh, so it's on.
Because when I seen that thing, I was like, whoa. Like, I don't even... Like, and then I said, I can't... Like, he's got to be smarter than that.
I may have shut it off right after
Yeah, but they might have took that down instantly. Yeah, you know what?
No, because I saw the original video, but I might have stopped it after the dog head bitch thing. Like, I was just like, whatever, this is stupid.
Somebody with the same colors as that might say, oh, let me take her out and let me gain favor.
In Snoop's eyes.
You know, and this could be, you know, it could be taken as a fucking threat. Obviously, he didn't mean it as to kill her, but, you know, some idiot can take it that way.
I don't believe that the guy's even that dumb to even...
Some random Snoop fan. It doesn't even have to be a crap.
Shit's got to be like... These guys got to stay off this shit.
Yeah.
Certain people don't.
Social media, I mean, come on.
Certain people shouldn't be on there.
You guys don't know how to... Some people don't know what to write, don't know how to act. Give me a fucking break.
Well, people react too quickly. And again, with that Kevin Hart thing, perfect example. The way he reacted to all this shit with the Oscars. He reacted too quickly. He didn't think.
Yeah.
He reacted with emotion, wrote some dumb shit. He got himself into even deeper fucking hot water. And, you know, that he lost a gig over it.
Yeah.
This day and age with shit.
Dude, if any of us, we would have to wipe, if any of us did anything, we would have to wipe this and then fucking.
You might have to. I'm pretty good with what I say on here. I say some outlandish shit, but nothing that would get me fired from a job.
Well, yeah, I might have to wipe.
Well, you got us suspended before, Rich, so.
Like, you know, those guys are like. You can't say nothing. I mean, you gotta not, really even joke. You can't even joke anymore.
No.
It's like you don't say nothing on there. Just like write. Don't write anything.
Yeah.
It's fucking sad. It's fucked up.
Yeah, let's read some of the comments, guys. Joe Cronin living off his widowed mom. Rocky's wife crotch smells like New York Fish Market. That's good. Jessica's crotch smells like tuna. I'm a midget. I mean, this is clever stuff. Clever stuff. All right. Thanks, pal. Make another one, because this one's gone. Anyway, so you wanted to talk about Goldberg the goalie.
I can't believe what the fuck happened to his face.
Meth.
That's so bad.
He's a meth head. That's what happened.
Yo, I pulled up a thing, and it said his, because they want, I don't know, I just got into this thing of looking him up, and it said his net worth was $500.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm surprised it was that high.
I'm net worth more than him.
Yeah, I was surprised it was that high.
Now, if this guy wanted to, can he turn his life around and live like
what up, Big Fuego?
Right? I can imagine.
This is not a turn your life around situation, Rich.
Why?
Maybe getting sober, but he's not welcome back to Hollywood. He's not Robert Downey, bro. He's fucking Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, but he had some good parts. Remember the one
with him 30 years ago in kids' movies?
Stop. Remember the, what was the movie with him and Ben Stiller?
Heavyweights. Just watched it.
And how funny was that when he's like, hey, get on the scale, and he gets on, get off the scale.
Get off the scale. And he's all smiles.
I love that movie, man.
I just watched it, like I said, because it's on Disney Plus, and you watch that and you go,
this
is exactly where Ben Stiller got the idea for White in Dodgeball.
Yes.
Like, they're almost identical. White's just more extreme than fucking, what the hell's his name? The Penske? The Perkins, Tony Perkins.
Yeah, Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins.
Uncle Tony.
Yeah.
Uncle Tony.
But the Heavyweights is a good movie. If you've never seen it, a little, you know, cheesy and kiddie, but it's good.
It's kind of like, you know, like a Little Giants or like, what is the baseball
Sandlot.
Movie? Sandlot. Sandlot-ish.
Yeah.
Definitely tune in. It's
fun to watch with your kids.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't recommend watching it by yourself.
No, but,
like, if you got kids and shit, you know, yeah, it's good to sit with your kids and watch it. You'll get some entertainment out of it, at least.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, you know, this guy, he had, you know, he also did movies, you know, with Keenan was in that movie also, right?
He's on Saturday Night Live.
But, you know, he was in a lot of, like, kid, like, friendly movies, Mighty Ducks and all that
Last
shit.
Last thing I remember him seeing, I remember seeing him in where he was actually older was King of Queens.
Okay.
You watch King of Queens?
Yeah.
Remember Carrie went on, like, a date? And Doug left her at the movies, and he was sitting next to her at the movies, and she was like, why do you act like this? Like, this is why you're single. And she was, like, trying to help him out. And
That was the
last thing I've seen him legitimately do. I don't know if it was the last thing he did, but that's the last thing I remember seeing him in.
Yo, like, this, it's so fucked up. Like, dude,
kid actors.
Straighten your life out, man.
Kid actors, man.
Like, why the fuck?
I just watched Honey Boy. The Shia LaBeouf movie?
Yeah. How do you let yourself go that much, man? That's so bad. Like, straighten up, dude.
Because you get this taste of what it's like, and now you're just disposable. Like, they're all disposable.
Yeah.
But especially kid actors, you're extremely disposable.
Everybody is, though.
Yeah. But I watched Honey Boy. Did you see the trailer for this? It's kind of autobiographical. Shia LaBeouf, he plays his father in the movie. And it's kind of about him as a young child actor and how his father was the one taking him everywhere. And his father was fucked up. Like an ex-vet and an alcoholic, drug addict, and with real piece of shit. But I remember vaguely, I think it was Shia LaBeouf, that we were talking about him on here recently. And I said, that kid is going to be like, I know he fucked up, but that kid's acting chops...
Hello, you're on.
Well, hey there, guys.
What's up, dude?
Hold on, let me finish what I was talking about anyway. That kid's acting chops, Shia LaBeouf, that kid's an incredible fucking actor. Incredible. And he wrote this movie. Like, I Josh, you watch every show. Didn't I say recently that Shia LaBeouf was going to be, like, I know he's big now, but I feel like he's going to be, like, that actor in the next 20, you know, years where people are just like, Shia LaBeouf, what a fucking game changer this kid was. Like, I really think he's going to be something special in the next coming decade or so. Because, like I said, you watch this Honey Boy movie, this fucking kid, and I've said it before, he can act to begin with. But in this fucking movie, he is awesome in it. He's so fucking good. To the point where you forget you're watching Shia LaBeouf. Really? Where he makes me just think I'm watching this character on screen. You know what I mean? He's really fucking good. It was on Amazon, so if you're a Prime member, go to Amazon, watch it. It's called Honey Boy. I loved it. I think he got snubbed now that I watched it and the Oscars are done. I think Shia LaBeouf absolutely deserved to at least be nominated.
Rich, can you take the fucking guy's face off the fucking screen?
Yeah, the little fat. He's got Josh up. Yeah, no, Josh is up.
Not Josh, the other guy.
No, yeah, it is down. But and then one more movie thing I want to talk about real fast, which, Josh, you can interject on this. But before you do.
Yeah.
Before you do. Do I have makeup on, Josh? Does Richie have makeup on?
I'm surprised he still has hair on his head.
That's not what I asked you, Josh.
I know.
Does Richie have makeup on his face?
I don't know.
Do I?
No.
So maybe I had a bad day too, Josh. You ever think of that? Maybe I need some cheering up. Why is it that I am the medicine for Big Josh, that it's my responsibility to cheer you up? I never get cheered up.
Yeah.
I like you guys. You know
that. I know you do, guys, but did you even bother to ask me if I had a bad day, Josh?
I had a bad day.
You don't even bother to. You just expect us to come in and save the day and put a smile on your face. And what if I wasn't in a good mood today and I didn't feel like doing a show and I called it in and was just being a shithead the whole show? Would it now be my responsibility that I didn't cheer you up?
No.
It's a lot of weight to put on my shoulders, brother. It's a lot of weight.
Oh, I know that.
So, and now we got that out of the way. The Harley Quinn movie bombed. Like, it didn't bomb in, like, the sense of it didn't make any money.
No, it sold more than fucking Bad Boys.
Yes, this week. Bad Boys has been out for 3 weeks. Let me get where I'm going here. The movie was expected to make $55 million. It made $33 million. It's the lowest grossing DC comic book movie of all time. When is Hollywood going to wake up and realize no one wants to watch your female-driven action movie? From Sucker Punch, from fucking Charlie's Angels, now to this fucking Birds of Prey movie, to the Ghostbusters. We don't want to see it. Well, men and women. And yes, Josh, I know it's a good movie. I'm not saying the movie is bad. I'm saying people don't want to go to the movie theaters to see these movies. If I want to watch an action movie, I want to see The Expendables. I want to see Rambo. And so do women. Women go to see action movies to get wet.
Yeah.
And get off on watching grisly fucking burly men fuck shit up. That's why action movies exist. They don't exist so we can watch a bunch of pretty girls pretend to fight.
Yeah.
When we know they can't fight, they're pretty women. Like, it's somewhat believable, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, whoever can kick a little ass, you know? But to sit there and try to convince me Margot Robbie is a fucking ass kicker.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I ain't buying it. And apparently no one else is either. Stop making these fucking movies, Hollywood.
Josh,
go
see,
back to making
did you
real
see this
action
movie?
Movies.
Did you see this movie?
Yeah, I saw it on Friday. And they said that they're changing the title
to
of
just
the movie
Birds
now.
Of Prey, yeah. They're ditching the Emancipation of Harley Quinn part.
Yeah.
Did they show any titty in this movie?
I gave it a 7.5 because they didn't tell good backstory of the other characters.
Out of what, 20?
Harley Quinn.
Well, I mean, it's kind of her movie.
Josh, was there any tit in the movie? Was there any naked women? Nothing.
No.
Lesbian there's scenes.
Like, there's like the villains peeling out the skin off the face. That was bad.
Josh, did you get hard in any part of this movie?
Oh, God.
Why?
No.
Then why would anybody, man, want to go see this movie?
I saw the movie because I like Harley Quinn, like the comic.
Yes, as Josh.
What?
Name me 5 Harley Quinn comics you've read.
I have no fucking idea.
Exactly. Don't sit there and say you like the comics. She wasn't even a comic book character until like 1992.
She was a cartoon. Like,
she was made up character. For a cartoon show.
You like it because she's hot, dude.
All right. Now, she was a side character, and in Suicide Squad, as a side character, yes, she was one of the main characters, but she was a supporting role. Yeah, she was pretty good. She was pretty good. It's not big enough. Why? Because everyone dressed up as her on Halloween. That makes the studio think, oh, we can make a whole movie around this girl.
Of course it does.
That's fucking insanity. People want to watch Joker and Batman stuff with Joker and Batman in it. Not fucking the B characters or even the C characters.
Is that movie rated R? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, like,
and
I
that's
can
what
see them.
Also.
I can see them putting that out for, like, little girls.
And if they made it PG-13,
you know,
it would have done double. It would have done
that's
double.
That's what I would say.
Absolutely.
Anna
works at the theater. She had to turn down a million kids. Go ahead.
From somebody that watches these films from the outside, like, I'm not a person that reads fucking comic books or anything, but as far as, like, the whole DC thing, like, DC, they haven't put out these fucking, they can't put out movies with these characters like they doing with like Marvel.
Well, Marvel, see, here's the thing.
Like,
they
built
they don't
these
understand.
Fucking movies up to what they
like,
are.
Like, Marvel took a couple niche characters. Iron Man's not very niche, but he's not the most popular Marvel character. Now he is.
Yeah, now he is.
But when Iron Man 1 came out, everyone was like, wow, that's an odd choice, Iron Man. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Nobody, and I mean nobody in the normal world knew who the fuck they were.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I didn't know that either.
When that trailer came out, I didn't know them either. I watched the trailer, though, and my buddy who works with me, he's a huge comic guy. So he kind of gave me the 411 on the Guardians. And when the trailer came out, I looked at him and I go, that movie's going to be one of the fucking best Marvel movies. Just by the trailer alone, I knew they had something there. And the Guardians now are probably, if not the biggest thing in the Marvel universe.
What did they miss?
Yeah, but like, again, like, what, like, that movie, it attracts so many kids.
No, but Guardians, it wasn't even about kids.
Listen,
there was
what
humor.
Is DC doing
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, well, I'm saying that everything in it.
They're
everything.
Rushing. They keep trying to play catch-up, and then, like, one thing works. So they had a hit with, what was the other rated R DC movie? Oh, The Joker. They had a hit with The Joker, right?
What are you talking about, which Joker?
The one that just came out, with Joaquin.
Okay.
So they had a hit with a rated R movie, and then they go, okay, now let's make everything rated R. Because they think that worked. No, that worked for the Joker. Yeah. That worked because Todd Phillips is a genius. Because Joaquin Phoenix is a genius. Like Logan, Deadpool. Those worked because the content calls for it. When you force it, it seems forced. When you make a movie based around literally one person that everybody knows and nobody knows anyone else in this movie, why am I going to see it? Harley Quinn's not enough to get me to go to the movies to see this. I'll watch it when it comes home, and I'll gladly watch it, and I'm sure I'll like it. But you're not getting me to the theater off of Harley Quinn.
Josh, was it good?
Yeah, he said 7.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave it a 7.5. Was she badass?
How was the acting in it?
Oh, you can't ask Josh a question like that.
What?
It was good acting, but it's... Ugh.
Josh thinks Batman 66 is good acting, though.
I hate... Well, it's cheesy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, Josh, I know you're all excited for this Fast and Furious 9.
I'm actually going to say I'm going to do a review on it on Root TV 2020.
I look forward to that. Apparently now the part 10 is going to be a two-parter, and that's going to be it. Like, this will be the end of it, thank God.
We all die?
John, let's really hope that this movie does so bad.
I hope.
That Richie doesn't get his final two movies, and he never gets to see how this all ends.
How can you say...
That would be the greatest thing in the history of the world. You don't get your closure in these movies. And this movie ends in the biggest cliffhanger, and like you see Paul Walker walking to the car, and you're like, how could this happen? And they're like, Fast and Furious 9 bombs, sequels canceled.
What do you...
Yes!
What can make that movie bad for you? Like
nothing.
There's
nothing.
Nothing. Guy races a car.
See, the thing is, the more outrageous they go, the more I just love it. I don't know. I love the movies.
What if Jaden Smith was in them? What if they added Jaden Smith to the roster?
Vin Diesel is the.
That's the only way. Like that could really fucking fuck.
Like
me
Will
up.
Smith and Jaden Smith, the father son duo.
That would fuck me up.
But you'd still go watch it.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
If someone had to narrate your life story, who would it be? Celebrity voice, narrate your life story.
Han.
Who's Han?
From Fast and Furious.
Who is that?
You're a Chinese guy. Stupid asshole. That's the worst answer ever. So who would you pick? Like Morgan
Freeman,
James
Earl
Jones?
I don't even watch
it.
Yeah, like...
Like a normal, like, who would you pick? They're narrating your life story.
I don't want... Yeah, like a name like...
Well, pick someone.
I gotta think...
My pick?
The guy from The Wonder Years.
Daniel Stern, that's a good one. Yeah. I'd pick Sam Elliott. You know, Roadhouse and Mask. He's got that old man voice. He was the narrator in Lebowski also.
Vin Diesel is the worst.
He's the horrible actor.
What other movie? Because he in that was good.
Oh, well, no, he's got this new movie coming out called Bloodshot that the trailer looks super violent, and then it turns out it's PG-13.
Does he wear a tank top in it? He gets his pebble pump
the movie
going?
The way he had that he could see
Pitch Black, dark. Pitch Dark, whatever
Pitch
it's called.
Black, that was a good movie.
No, that one stunk. Riddick was all right.
It sucked.
Riddick was all right. Pitch Dark was terrible, or Pitch Black, whatever it was.
Riddick was.
I don't know how he got a sequel, because the first one... was god awful.
What if they use that dude who died in Fast and Furious, like doing a movie with like that?
Paul Walker. They're gonna do that with Steve McQueen. They're putting Steve McQueen in some movie, and they're completely digitally putting him in. Yeah, shit. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Is that true?
Yeah. Like, why? Like the only. I'm guessing.
Have you ever watched a Steve McQueen movie?
Not a single one.
No, I remember
I saw a piece of
like my Rebel dad Without used a to think Cause. He was cool.
Oh, people back then used to think he was the coolest. I saw a piece of Rebel Without a Cause where he's on the stairs yelling at his dad, and it made me interested to see it. I just never got around to watching a Steve McQueen movie.
How did he die?
I know Race Bullet's supposed to. Yeah, he got into a car accident. I think I know Bullet's supposed to be fantastic though. You ever see Bullet? You're a car movie guy, Josh.
Who's in Bullet?
Steve
McQueen.
I've
seen the die-cast car that at a Hobby Lobby.
All right, but that's not the movie, Josh. Answer the question I asked. Oh, my God.
What about Bullet? Did you guys
Rich, you ever see Nightmare on Elm Street? He's like, well, I saw a prop glove at the Comic-Con.
Toys R Us on sale.
Talking about Bullet, did you guys see the fights this weekend?
Yeah.
With Well, the girl Bullet, though, that she's
Shevchenko, Valentina, Shevchenko, or whatever.
I've heard so many things about this girl.
You mean the blonde girl with the cornrows? Oh, is she not a beast?
Yo, she's a fucking unbelievable. A beast.
They I gotta run you guys. I'll listen to the rest of the show.
All right, we love you, buddy. Yo, feel better, bro.
They say that she speaks like 5 or 6 different languages, right? Mm. There's like rumors that she could be like a secret agent. On how good she is to how many fucking languages she speaks to, like, she could be like a 007 type of person.
Yeah.
Like, that's how crazy she is.
Yeah, she's a beast mode. That elbow in the first round when she opened that chick up, man, that was vicious. That was vicious. I was teaching Valentina today how to throw elbows.
Oh, my God. They were saying she she's the real fucking deal, man. Crazy.
Yeah, she walks through everybody. She walks through everybody. And then Jones.
What happened? What do you think?
What's the other guy's name? Reyes?
Reyes, yeah.
Yeah. He looked good. That's it. Yeah. He was a good fighter. I mean, I don't think anything happened with Jones. I mean, the last 3 rounds, Jones was pretty much Jones again. But the first 2 rounds, I was watching. I was like, oh, my God. Like, he rocked him, too, in the first. He rocked him.
You see that fucking uppercut?
Yeah. Dude, had him stacked. I never seen Jones get rocked like that.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. That
had me nervous for a second.
That would have knocked the normal person out.
10 years as champion. Yeah. 10 fucking years.
How do you think?
I wish I would have watched. I fell asleep.
How do you think he wants it so bad to stay on top?
Like, see, I think sometimes he looks at fighters and goes, I don't need to train the way I normally do for this guy. Because he did it with Cormier once.
Yeah.
He did it with
the blonde kid,
Gustafson. And then the second fight, he wipes the floor with them. Because he took him lightly the first fight. And he'll do the same thing probably with this fight. But, I was really surprised by that kid and how good he looked. He looked really good. Ex-football player.
Yeah. He went to Stony Brook.
Did he?
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah, he holds the record in Stony Brook.
Look at that. 2 New Yorkers fighting it out.
So Rich used to sell him weed in high school.
It was coke, John. He sold him coke.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Trying to make him look good.
Yeah, by weed? Lucrative.
It's a family show.
What do you, you guys have been keeping track of these UFC fighters?
On and off.
There's right. 3 million of them.
All right.
Like who?
Masvidal.
Yes.
I think he's, dude, is he not like a fucking media whore?
No, you are now, he's your new Diaz. Masvidal has, you can't talk UFC without bringing this guy up.
He wants to be part
of. Yes, but he's not that good.
No, I know, but the way he's on camera. He's calling out.
I know, but
everybody.
He's going to get shut up.
Of
That's the problem.
But why? Like he's like making me not like him more and more.
Oh, you're going that way with it. Okay, yes. okay. I thought you were sucking his dick again. Because the past few weeks you've been nothing but riding this guy high.
Yo, after a while he keeps putting himself in front of the camera and is just whoring.
He wants his payday because he saw that's how Conor did it.
Yeah.
Except Conor was able to back it up. Conor was an elite fighter. Conor wasn't just some fucking backyard fighter who could throw a few punches and learned a little bit of wrestling.
Yeah.
Like Masvidal is not. He should be in Bellator. He shouldn't even be in UFC. He's gotten lucky. Yeah. The Ben Askren thing. Call it what you want. It was luck. It was skill. It was luck. All right. He got lucky that Askren went for the shoot immediately. Yeah. I don't know why Askren did that. He should have known better. Stupid on him. But he went for the shoot, and Masvidal read it and need him, and that was that. The Diaz fight, you're fighting a fucking Nate Diaz that hasn't fought in 3 years, that isn't hungry at all.
Yeah. And you didn't put him away. He had crazy shots on
him. Yeah, and you couldn't finish him. So. Exactly. You get in there with a fucking real fighter, he's done.
Usman, Conor, Adesanya,
Even who's at 185? You put him in there with like fucking who did Conor just beat? Cerrone. I think Cerrone will beat the shit out of Masvidal.
You think so?
Yes.
Sometimes like the overexposure, like you're talking about, like just goes back with, most of the time
because people get sick.
It's just with everything like that. Like,
but you gotta be like you gotta back it up. And like Conor, no one got sick of him. Some people did, but a lot of people got on board the more he was doing it because they were like, you know what, he wins though.
Yeah.
He doesn't just sit there and run his fucking mouth and lose. Well, he wins.
We're going to see. Hopefully hopefully they fight this fight with him and Usman. And do you guys like Adesanya or no?
Yeah. Style bender.
Yeah, well, McGregor's like, he's got it. Like, he's got
He's just had star quality, and he can fight.
It is not too much. He can do. He really can go in. You know what I mean?
He can,
like,
go to
make money. Yeah.
Go to WWE. Yeah. He can stay in UFC.
That's why they make him do. Yeah.
Like,
easily.
If Conor McGregor says, "I want to be in a movie," someone's casting him.
Yeah.
Like,
he could be in Fast and Furious.
I'm not
going to
say he's going to be the star of a movie right off jump, but maybe.
Yeah.
And even like that, like, I think that overexposure of it with him going constantly doing shit, I think that got shitty.
But
Conor
went away for a while, too. He kind of fell out of the spotlight and pulled back and didn't do the...
Masvidal thinks he's McGregor or something because yeah. he really is just whoring himself out on every fucking interview. You know, I don't know. It's just because
he wants to get in there with Conor because he knows that's the payday.
Yeah,
Conor's not stupid. He's not going to take that.
It's all from
there's nothing to gain for Conor in that fight.
Yeah,
if he wants that BMF belt, go make one, Conor. It's a toy belt. It's not real.
Yeah.
Go make one. Yeah. You are the baddest motherfucker compared to George Masvidal. We all will back you up on that. All right. Like, I don't care if The Rock puts the fucking belt around Masvidal. It's a fucking toy, fake belt. It wasn't a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can make a belt today and be like, guess what? World's greatest podcaster. I made the belt. That's it.
And you know, and another thing, too, like, he'll sit there and he'll shit on, like, whoever or McGregor and say that he's scared. Like, dude, you just fucking, you own a fucking liquor company from taking a mold out of his playbook. Like, you're doing exactly what he
except his
did.
Will fail.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Like, dude, you're not, you know, don't fucking shit on him when you're looking at his... At his life and his business
grab
moves
that.
And saying,
well, proper 12.
Oh, let me do exactly what Conor's doing, but let me shit on him, too. Like,
now look at this. I am not a whiskey drinker. The night of the McGregor-Conor fight was the week this shit went on sale.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a bottle of this that week. It was fucking sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
And not because it's great whiskey.
Take that dude off.
It's not bad, but it's not great whiskey. It's because Conor McGregor pushed it. And that's why he's that big of a star that whatever he says I'm selling, yeah. people will buy enough of it
and it's
to
in
keep
his
it
house.
Going.
You're not going to have George Masvidal's fucking Riedergue or whatever the fuck it is.
Like The
house.
Rock. He's got that tequila
well,
coming
I was
out.
Just gonna
the
say,
Rock's
yeah.
tequila will do great.
That
you know
guy,
why? Because The Rock's promoting it.
That's everything. The guy promotes. If you watch like his thing, everything he's promoting something every fucking time.
Yo, he's part of it. He's in everything.
He's a beast.
What a...
Everything.
He's a beast. He's okay. an animal.
I mean,
beast.
He's sitting there doing like doing an interview, and he's like, you're throwing a knee. You don't even know what he's doing. He has like, you know, he's all, he mentions tequila before that whole tequila started going on. You know, he throws like, what do they call it? He starts promoting shit, like, and you don't even know he's promoting it.
Accent pisses me off, Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I agree with that. That shit, I can't get behind anybody with
a foreign accent. What about Drew McIntyre?
I'm not a fan. I don't think he's.
I'm not a fan.
I like him. Let's talk about wrestling real quick because something weird happened last night on Monday Night Raw. We never talk about wrestling, but I got to bring this up. So Becky Lynch has a match. After the match, she's celebrating, and Shayna Baszler comes out and attacks her, right? Normal attack. Then all of a sudden takes out her mouth guard, has Becky like this where the back of Becky's here. And bites the back of her neck. And obviously, it's wrestling. You know, it's a work. But she comes up and blood's dripping. And Becky's now on the floor writhing in pain as if Shayna fucking took a chunk out of... I'm like, how does this fit into... Like,
yeah.
whose idea was... You know, you're going to go out there and you're going to bite her in the back of the neck. I'd be like, why? Why am I doing that? I'm supposed to be this badass chick, and you got me biting motherfuckers?
I was talking about it, and so was...
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Is it worth watching?
What?
No, just that clip, just to see how ridiculous
it
was.
I don't watch it anymore, and I read through it, and I look through it. Last night seemed it was all right. But I think I love her.
Since
Heyman's
been writing, people have been saying Raw has been very slowly getting better.
Using
very
guys
slowly.
That they don't use and made it like...
Like, Joe is big now. Kevin Owens is getting big. Seth Rollins is a heel again. That Buddy Murphy guy, I like him. But now that he's with Rollins, I don't. Aleister Black, I don't like him at all.
He just comes with nothing on him.
I hate that guy. And then there's SmackDown and whoever's over there. But, you know, it's they had their little meeting last week, and it is not looking good financially for them. And the XFL just started, which people were watching, checking it out, and actually saying it was pretty decent.
They said it did better than the NBA and like something
about
else.
At the shop today, and this past week, and it was saying that that it's like football and wrestling kind of mixed, and it's without all the NFL crap, and it's really fast paced, and it.
Yeah.
I don't watch NFL anymore. Honestly, this might be something up.
It's an alternative. It is. It's and the
you
kickoff
don't watch
thing.
NFL anymore.
No, the kickoff thing looked pretty cool. How they do it.
Where do they air this?
It's on Fox, NBC, the normal places.
Like, because maybe something.
Yeah, but it's on Saturdays, not Sundays.
Maybe we should start watching this because we don't watch NFL anymore.
And one more thing I wanted to say. No, I'm with you. I might actually check it. I wanted to. I wasn't available this weekend to watch it. One more thing in the wrestling thing I just want to say. During that their quarterly call or whatever with the stock people, Vince McMahon alluded that they might be moving the pay-per-views off of the network. If you do that, everyone's canceling the network.
Right.
It's the only reason why people have it,
right.
Is that I don't have to pay extra for the pay-per-view.
And they have a pay-per-view every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
like I'm not
instead of $50.
But they were saying like the biggies, the four biggies would be pay for. And again, fuck you. Like your whole selling point when this thing first started was first 3 months free, you get WrestleMania free.
Yeah.
The biggies should be the ones on there. The other ones should
fuck
be
the
on
other ones. Yeah, if you want to watch the shitty ones, then pay for them. Like
nobody's gonna everybody's gonna
again the same thing. It's too they focus on things that they shouldn't be focusing on. They don't focus on the product. They focus on like stupid fucking shows.
I've watched all the old shit. Like I don't go back now and watch any old shit. And they very rarely put on new programming that's interesting to watch. The only thing keeping me there is going, all right, well, at least when Rumble comes, I can check it out. When Mania comes, I can check it out. Because that's really the only thing I watch in its entirety is the Big Four.
Yeah.
I don't watch anything else in its entirety.
I occasionally will run through like something old that was like...
Yeah, but how often?
Like, not real. Like, I'll watch the same thing. Now. No, like...
To justify you $10 a month?
No, I don't even know. I watched a Randy Savage Hogan turn when with Elizabeth, and I said to somebody the other day, maybe one of the best things I've ever seen.
But you know where else you can watch that where you don't have to pay $10
a month?
Exactly. Yeah. I can find it on YouTube.
And the Rumble was so big back, like when you were a kid, it was so big because you didn't know nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. But
like Hogan with the places like, going crazy. You watch it now, they're like, you're
saying the fucking audience.
They're going to have Goldberg bury the big. I know, and I hope he does. I hope he does. We were talking about this before we went on the air.
He ain't going to bury anybody.
I think I'm hoping they go to Saudi Arabia and Goldberg spears him, jackhammers him, pins him, and wins the Fiend.
Who, Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt, the Fiend.
Why would they do that anyway?
So, but why?
Because
so,
Goldberg's awesome. That's why.
So they build what? So they build what? Fiend undefeated for a year, indestructible. Goldberg takes him out, then loses at the next pay-per-view.
And you're surprised?
I just think it's
you're
dumb.
You're surprised they just, that WWE would do something
I read
that.
Reigns wasn't even supposed... He was supposed to have that title for a long time.
But you know what? And wrestling, when it comes to ending streaks, the only one that was good was the Taker one. But look how Goldberg's streaks ended. They shocked them with a fucking stupid taser thing.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, it was stupid. So to end a streak, it's never done well. And the Fiend is getting old. Like people have done with it. Like it's stupid. It's annoying. No, I don't think many people like it.
I don't know. I think it's probably the biggest thing on SmackDown.
No, Roman Reigns is bigger.
I think Bryan's
bigger than him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do know. Bryan and Roman Reigns are definitely bigger than the Fiend. Definitely.
I'm not a fan of Reigns. I think he deserves a title now at this point.
I love Roman Reigns. I love the fact that people hate him even more.
I don't even hate him. I think he hasn't.
People sit there and they complain, we don't get wrestling, we don't get wrestling.
I'd honestly rather see...
Roman Reigns is the epitome of what a wrestler should look like, and everyone's like, fuck this guy. But fucking Ricochet, fucking 4'11 and 98 pounds, yeah, let's get behind this guy as he's fighting Brock Lesnar. Like, give me a fucking break.
There's a reason they do. I don't know what...
Yeah, they're marks. They're marks. And then, the whipping. Let's talk about the Cody Rhodes whipping. Did you see that, Rich? I know we're doing a lot of wrestling, guys. I'm sorry, but AEW, they had MJF, which, again, I'll stand by, best heel in the business right now. They had him and Cody are working this program, and there's stipulations for Cody to get the match, one of them being he had to take 10 lashes from MJF.
Okay.
Right now.
From a real whip.
From a belt.
Okay.
And it was a legit belt, and the marks were legit. Now, let's go back to 94, 93. Tommy Dreamer, Sandman, you watched that caning, and you felt every hit. You, Tommy looking back at him and go, thank you. Can I have a nut? Was badass. Sandman running up and fucking smashing him and hitting him accidentally on the ear was badass. Woman kiss my feet, Tommy. What are you going to do? Was badass. This was Cody getting whipped and then turning around quickly and going, ooh, in his
like
face.
He was
going
to hit him, but he wasn't going to hit him.
I'm
going
to hit you, but I'm not going to hit you. And then Brandy comes down. Not a tear to be had. Not a Cody's wife. If you were, this thing should have went over where casuals were talking about it the next day.
Yeah.
Nobody was talking about it. It fell flat. It was a good segment.
Yeah, but it was just done wrong.
But it could have been so much more. So much more. But then Dustin comes down. The Young Bucks come down. Arn Anderson.
Yeah, I think they're all turning on Cody.
Like, I'm sitting there watching this going, this is so unnecessary. It should have just been Cody and MJF in the ring.
That's what I think.
And Cody should have been on his knees, pulling himself up on the rope, not popping up. He should have been like, ah. And there were moments of that, but it didn't have that effect that it could have had. I feel like it could have been done so much more better. There could have been so much more to utilize there. Like I said, Brandy coming down and not crying, your husband's being whipped. You're a black girl. Like, that should have some emotional type thing to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you come down and you just go, baby, you can do this. You can do this, baby. You can do this. Like, you should be like, baby, please stop.
It went on
That's
too
what
long.
It should have been.
Too dragged out. Like, his friends came out, his brother.
But it should have been Brandy in the ring in front of MJF going, please stop. Right. And MJF throwing her down. Yeah. Heal that shit up.
Why couldn't they make somebody like his brother run out and beat, like, start fighting him? He can do whatever he wants, too. Like,
because then Cody wouldn't have got the match.
No,
without the 10 lashes.
But then, like, at least come out and let the other guy hit him and knock him out. Make, like, it's realistic.
After
the
lashings, yeah. But then he ran off. Then they had a plant to make it seem like a fan attacked him.
Yeah,
the
and then they,
one guy.
Yeah, they made, like, it was so. It was like, it was real. And I'm like, if that, I'm watching it.
And
like,
not a security guard ran
off. Not
over
even
help
that. They made, like, it was real. And if a guy comes at you and there's two guys. They, like, couldn't even, they weren't even, like, really hitting him, but I'm going, if that's how they defend themselves against some guy trying to take you down, they really should just be off TV.
And they tried to play it off like it was real, but then they cut away from it.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to play it off and act on this thing, then show it. Don't cut away from it. Be like, look, and fan attacked MJF and keep it on there. And then show MJF and the other guy beating up the fan. Heal that shit up.
It wasn't even realistic looking, but they made it.
How do you guys watch this, though?
The AEW, it's bad. It's bad. I'm not going to lie. It's not good. And here's what I know is going to happen. Now, who should win the first match between Cody and MJF?
MJF.
Of course he should. And I'll fucking guarantee you Cody wins this match. And this is a program you can have going on for years. This is your Steamboat Flair. You can have this go on for years.
I think they will turn.
This is Raven's Tommy Dreamer. And if they fucking did it right, you can have a feud for years with this. MJF is the greatest heel going today. And like I said, if they showed him beating up the fucking fan, more heat. If he throws Brandy down as she's crying for her husband, more heat. If Brandy covered up Cody and MJF whipped her anyway, more heat. Yeah. They didn't do anything to get MJF more heat. Not a single thing. He did exactly what he's been doing this whole time other than he's hitting Cody with a belt.
It sounds horrible.
But they, like, in any other thing they're doing,
I don't
want to
watch
the thing
this
with the Edge thing is good because they're just getting, they're like building heat on him.
Now that
taking
heat,
out
Randy
fucking
Orton got crazy heat that night.
And then again, he does it to Hardy.
Yeah.
So now next is going to be Christian.
Which, how funny is that? Like, because Edge and Hardy's history.
Yeah,
and
he came out and explained himself like.
I know. All right. Let's wrap it up with the rest. Sorry,
dude,
guys.
He's
but
not burying Wyatt.
But some
right
of it
now,
was
dude
worth talking about. It was worth talking about.
But, well, you guys just reassured me that I don't want to watch.
It's not bad. I watch it. But I used to watch Spanish.
And
I didn't understand
what
a fucking
Ambrose
thing.
Ambrose stinks.
I think they overdo it with stuff. Same thing with the other one, though.
Why, he's all over dramatic and shit.
Yeah, it's
he has one eye.
Him against the world, Rich. Him against the world. And Jericho, he's the only thing keeping this company afloat, in my opinion. And even him. Like, everyone's like, oh, he reinvented himself. I'm like, yeah, but not to something that great. Like, it's not the List Jericho. It's not Y2J.
What is his gimmick?
He's a rock and roll star who drinks champagne.
Okay.
Then, like, he goes and he's a pain.
But he's a pussy. But he's a pussy. You know what I mean? Like, he runs all the time. His boys are always backing him up. And, like, this isn't Jericho. This to me, this is Jericho's worst gimmick he's done. It's not really? Bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's bad.
It's
but
getting.
This is, but yeah, you're right. It's getting.
It's
there.
Getting. But it's just too much.
It's not even
because
close.
He's the only one carrying that boat.
He's the yeah
on
he's
that boat,
floor
on
company.
That boat, and it's it just every
what, the
week.
Cruise?
No,
yeah,
the
just
company,
overexposing
the company
it's
is all Jericho.
You don't supposed to isn't overexpose it? The champions. Overexposed
big
every
time.
Fucking week.
And the people that want to sit there, I had some fucking idiot the other day try to write that the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are goats.
Yeah, no. It's not.
They're goats. I wrote, do you know what goat means? If you don't do it in the NFL, guess what? You're not a goat. If you're the best player at Rucker Park, that's great. You're not a goat.
Yeah.
You're not no. a fucking goat. And for anyone who wants to sit here and have this argument with me, AEW is minor leagues. They're competing with NXT. They're not competing with SmackDown or Raw. If you don't become the best at WWE, you're not a goat. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You, Ric Flair, he's a GOAT because, yeah, he was GOAT everywhere else, then came to WWE, but he still came there and still was Ric Flair there. It's not like he was a bum there. You know what I mean? But they act as if Omega's a GOAT? I'm like, he was a fucking a one-hit wonder in Japan. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And Meltzer gave him 5 stars. Meltzer's a jerk-off.
Yeah, you can't go by
I don't give a fuck what Meltzer gives people. He's
those
jerk-off.
Guys aren't
go.
Like the best. What do you consider the greatest tag team?
Meltzer wouldn't give Undertaker and Shawn Michaels 5 stars.
Yeah. What do you consider a GOAT? Dudley Boys. Legion of Doom.
Yeah. That was the other thing someone said about
Dudley
the
Dudley Boys are the greatest tag team ever.
I think it was Cornette. He brought up the Young Bucks, and he was like, these guys, could you imagine the Young Bucks in the ring with LOD or Doom or fucking the Warlord or the Barbarian or the fucking Andre the Giant and Haku? These kids would be jobbers today in the normal wrestling world.
In like the 98, they wouldn't even last. They would exactly what it would be.
They would be nowhere. Whatever, let's move on from wrestling. I can't anymore with it because the marks and the AEW marks are even worse. Like, they live and die by this company. They're waiting for this company to become WWE. And sorry, people, keep waiting.
It's never happening.
Keep waiting.
It's just never happening.
And then they're like, you know, well, they have all this young talent. Yeah, and that's why they're bringing out 68-year-old Diamond Dallas Page, Bret Hart. And every time they make a big announcement, it's an old WWE guy.
Yo, hold on.
What's the matter?
Doug, this episode is dedicated to your mom, man. I'm sorry he buried
Where's
his
Doug?
Mom today.
Doug where?
Doug Fox on his 45th birthday. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
He's hard. A long-time listener, too. I'm really sorry, bro.
Sorry about that, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking terrible, man.
So we'll dedicate this episode to your mother, brother. All right? On your 45th
thing.
Birthday. You know what? My mother, that happened to her. My nanny, my nana, my grandmother, she died on my mother's birthday as well. So every year, my mother on her birthday now, it's just like this depressing memory, you know. That really sucks, dude. I'm sorry to hear that. And thoughts and prayers from all of us over at Super Ugly.
But happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. You know what, man?
Happy
keep
birthday.
Thanks for bringing the show to a fucking grinding floor. I'm only kidding. No. Sorry about your mom, man. We all lost.
Doing a goddamn dedication trying to
that
come
was
out.
Fucking great.
Yo, keep your hobbies alive, man. And that goes for all of you guys. Like,
keeping the scene alive.
We do here. Like, we have fun with you guys. We all get together every week. Keep your hobbies alive, man. I've been doing my fucking photography thing with my haircuts, and that's another hobby as well as this. Like, you guys,
wait, what
do
photography?
I've been taking pictures of my work.
Oh, all right, but you're not claiming to be a photographer.
No, I'm an amateur.
This guy comes with you like have the weirdest shit.
Whatever.
Last summer it was freshwater fishing.
Yes, metal detecting. What I'm saying to you, Doug Fox, don't let like assholes like this.
Don't let the sun
take away your fun hobbies.
Come down on.
You keep your hobbies alive.
Candle in the wind.
And do the things that make you happy, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, seriously. Sorry about your mom. No, I'm not joking around.
No, of course not. We're very sorry to hear that. It's an awful, terrible thing. Rich, could you imagine losing your mother?
No,
I can't. Like, I'm going to be, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
My mother's my world. Like, my mother raised me. I didn't have a father, and it really just hit me right in my heart,
and I was like, fuck, no.
Like, sometimes I have little panic attacks.
I look at you guys, I'm like, no, stop talking. I just fucking, because that just hit me like, fuck,
do you ever have that panic attack where you think about the day when your mom passes, no. And you go,
it just happened.
Fuck, it just happened.
Yes. When I seen that, it fucking and it made me fucking fuck.
And you're like, you think, fuck, like, how will I handle that? And you're like, I have no idea how I will, because I won't. No. Like,
what? Can you just let this guy call in?
No. To what? Talk about his dead mom?
No.
I'm sure that's what he wants to do.
I'll sing him happy birthday.
That's all right. That's all right.
Serenade him. What song?
Do we want to get to anything else? I mean.
You got any shit that you wrote down or no? Do a little rundown.
Oh, Juicy Smollett is indicted on 6 charges. He's got caught in a couple weeks in Chicago, so hopefully he's going to get his comeuppance for filling out fake police reports. Those are felonies right there.
Wow.
No one's seen Birds of Prey, Cody Rhodes whipping, the penny yes for me. Not really.
No,
Joaquin won an Oscar.
That's right.
Joaquin won an Oscar, and he keeps talking about how Hollywood's not diverse enough.
Wait, what do we think about, what's the big deal about fucking Eminem coming out? Why is everybody making a big deal?
Because he snubbed the Oscars when he was nominated and didn't show up and was sleeping when he won. So him coming out now and performing, and it's kind of a big deal.
And why are they making a big deal that he sang that song? Didn't he win an Oscar for that song?
Yes, but that's the whole point, because when that night, everyone performs their song that's nominated, right?
Yeah.
And the night Eminem won for Lose Yourself, he was like, I'm not going to fucking Oscars. He's like, they're not going to give me the Oscar to me. He was like, fuck that. And he was sleeping when the Oscar was announced. He didn't even know he won. He was asleep. He was like,
really?
Yeah, he had no, he not for a second did he think he was going to win the Oscar. So he was like, I'm not going there to perform, and I'm not going to watch the Oscars. Like, why would he? Who watches the fucking Oscars? I read the rundown after it's done. If Ricky Gervais ain't hosting your award show, I'm not watching it. real talk, though. Like, he makes it entertaining.
Yeah.
But Parasite, this South Korean movie, fucking sweeped up at the Oscars.
What is that?
I don't want to know, honestly. I want to just go into it completely blind.
It's a horror?
Again, don't want to know. I have no idea.
Parasite. It sounds.
Yeah, I don't
up.
Think it's a horror. No. How many horrors win Best Picture at the Oscars, Rich?
Well, I mean, a name like that.
I know you would think, but I don't think it's that type of thing. I think it's more of like a family-based movie, like a drama type thing, maybe comedic in some ways.
Drama mystery.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, so Joaquin won, and that was Brad Pitt won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
yes.
Which I like to see that. Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah, yeah, especially when he's on the roof and his shirt's off and he's thinking about fighting Bruce Lee. Cliff Booth. Love Cliff Booth. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah, I think we did it. I mean, we're over an hour anyway. That went fucking quick, did it not?
Yeah.
That fucking flew, dude. I cannot believe we're at an hour already. All right, guys, that's it for us. Super Ugly Show. If you're listening to us on the audio versions on the brand, we are live every Tuesday night on YouTube. Go to Super Ugly Show. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. You get Super Ugly Show live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you get Unfiltered Marriage with my lovely wife, Jessica, and yours truly, which is also coming up next for anyone checking us out right now. Go to russosbrand.com. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 12 shows every week. You get Castrating the Marks, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. You get the Shane Douglas podcast. You get us. You get Unfiltered Marriage. You get all of Vince's shows.
I thought Vince was going to TNA for the one night. Did you read that?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. It hasn't happened yet. Did it?
No. Him and Dixie for one night or whatever it's called.
We'll see. Well, so go to russosbrand.com, sign up, go to opiradio.com, check out the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to the OP Radio podcast. Statementgames.com, head over there now. You can win prizes placing prop bets on all sorts of sporting events. Statementgames.com. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage coming up next, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Doug Fox, shout out to you. Sorry for your loss, brother. Just know everyone over here is thinking about you. Happy birthday to my little sister, Haley. It was her birthday yesterday. And Rob from the past, welcome back to New York, buddy. We're going to be seeing a lot more of him on the podcast.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, but Rob moved back to New York after 13 years yesterday. So we're going to hopefully be seeing some more of Rob. And that's really it, right? Am I forgetting anything? Nope. All
right. Stay tuned.
Unfiltered Marriage. See you next Tuesday. Peace.